This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not too bad.
Well, hold on. Let's start it over again.
There
you go. Now I can hear
now,
you.
Now you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did my patriotic duty and had my turn with flu bug, and, you know, so I don't feel that I have not done my part.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anybody that hasn't had that wonderful bug that's going around, you sure missed something.
Oh. I hear it's good for weight loss.
Yeah. If you, well, no, we won't go there.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, now. Well,
but it's nasty stuff, I'll say that part.
Let's see. Last night I completed my sixth year as public address announcer for the Toppers for the basketball season. We had senior night with them, and
I don't see any tomato stains on your forehead or
no,
anything.
No, that's good. Well, they extended my tour. I'm now doing football now.
Yeah.
And now the volleyball team wants me to do it. Do public address for them. So I don't know what's going on. I need a better agent. That's what I need.
Yeah, you need to get you an agent.
That's right. We got two good guests here.
Yes, we do.
Erica Kennett from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation and Tanya Flannery, Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Litchfield, are our guests. That conversation begins right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest, Erica Kennett from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation and Tanya Flannery from the City of Litchfield. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Erica and Tanya, it's been a while since we've had you on the program. Erica, let's start with you. For those that don't know, keep us up to date here. What's going on with the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation?
Well, we've been really busy, which is a great problem to have. We're having our annual meeting for our membership, which is March 26th at 6 o'clock at the Church Street Pub. And so any of the members may contact my office. And what we can do is we are looking for putting together a slate for our board of directors. So any of our members can nominate someone from their group to be on our board of directors. We have a couple of open spots, and so that's really exciting news and trying to get the board together for an exciting new year. So that is on March 26th at 6 o'clock. We approved our new plan of work, which is very similar to the one that we've got this year, which is really good because it's very comprehensive. We are working on site development, which is a very important aspect to economic development, especially in Montgomery County, working on how to put together some sites that we can market so that when we do have an interest in the community, we have something to show people. And then also, we can also go out and market to those people that we want to attract to come here. So that's really good. And looking at everything from what the utilities are present, the zoning, those types of things. So that's really exciting. Tanya and I have also been working with a bi-county effort for workforce development, and we've seen some really good things come out of that. We're trying to partner. It's Macoupin County, Montgomery County, and the City of Litchfield, and we're trying to partner with the educational system to see how we can churn out the employable people from the education system so that our people that are coming out of there can find jobs locally and be trained for local jobs. And so we've done a great job. I think that the superintendents and the regional officers of education have been really supportive, and we're looking to support their efforts and how we can tie the great work that the school districts are doing with our employers who are looking for employees.
Is it easier or harder now to get a business interested in Montgomery County, not just the City of Litchfield, but Montgomery County as a whole, to bring a potential business here? I mean, obviously, we were talking before we went on the air. The Village of Raymond's got the development. If everything goes right, because it's still in the planning stages.
Sure.
In the works. I know Litchfield, do you guys have stuff going on all the time with businesses or people interested? Is Montgomery County being an easier sell than what it was before?
I think the recession hurt everything for a while, and I think people are really now starting to come back. Businesses are local businesses are looking to expand. They're looking to open a satellite or branch or a second office so that where they can have a presence in both Hillsboro and Litchfield. I think that people are looking to expand what they've got, their buildings, and they're ready to make that investment. We looked at the results from our business retention program, and it's very promising because a lot of the businesses now, they believe that they are emerging. They have plans to expand in the next 5 years, and they see no reason why this community would not be considered for that expansion. And so that's exciting news.
And we have seen on the other side of the ledger a little bit in the local communities, Hillsboro, Litchfield, wherever, property owners, so to speak, along Main Street have spruced up some property and made it look more desirable for renting out to someone if the right person comes along. So this is all positive.
Absolutely. And I think that's one thing that is often considered a back seat, but the presentation of the community is always very important. Do you want, when you have someone that's coming to look at your community, to evaluate it, and you want them to feel welcome, you want them to understand the spirit of the community. And by doing those kind of revitalization programs, I know Litchfield has done wonderful work with theirs, and that is that makes the community just so much more attractive, and it's inviting those people to come be a part of the community.
And excuse me, Tom.
Go ahead.
I have always thought that my hometown is Hillsboro, and I've always thought that there needed to be more publicity put out about Hillsboro being the county seat. You have to come to the county seat for certain things, to go to the courthouse and stuff. So why not make it a little bit more attractive for people once they leave the courthouse to walk down Main Street and see what's there? This is always looks to me like maybe has been shoved in the background just a little.
And of course, a perfect example, and Erica, you mentioned this, the downtown streetscape project for the city of Litchfield. If you looked at the downtown, I'm talking State Street, 5 years ago than what it is now, night and day difference. And I know you were on, what, phase two?
We are. Phase two is actually has been underway since last summer, with a break because of the weather for construction of the sidewalks. But starting this week, we're starting to pull wire for the new lighting. So the new lighting will go up and the remaining part of phase two probably over the next 3 or 4 weeks for it to be completed. And then again in the spring, the contractor will be back to finish up phase two. But I agree with Erica. Everybody plays a part in economic development. How we present our communities is a responsibility of all the residents and business partners. And I think that we are seeing a increase in interest in our county. The county has a lot to offer with its location and available workforce, its low cost of doing business. We really do have a lot to put forward. And I think we're also seeing both the communities as well as the county and property owners be creative and partnering together, because we really understand that it's the package that we put together to the business that makes us more competitive, and we really have to work together to be able to offer the best package possible.
And I think the main thing that Montgomery County has to offer, bar none, and I'll include Macoupin County because that's my home county too, in this as well, you're at the center of it all. You're about 45 minutes to an hour away from Springfield. You're about an hour away from Decatur, hour away from St. Louis. If you want to come home, relax, and not worry about anything, this is the place you want to be. Because you know this, Erica, as well as I do, Edwardsville is not the same Edwardsville as what it was when I went to the college at SIUE. It's totally night and day difference. The same thing regarding Fairview Heights, Belleville, that whole area. And that's okay. But I've said this from day one. You're going to start seeing a population shift where they're going to move up, and they're going to hit Macoupin County and maybe Montgomery County as well, because there's people that are just, they don't like the hustle and bustle of what Collinsville or Edwardsville is now, but they want a quiet lifestyle that they can come home, relax, and enjoy themselves. this is a perfect spot.
Oh, absolutely. I know several when in working in planning and economic development in that area previously, we looked at planning for expansion in the outlying communities in the unincorporated areas of the township. And a lot of those people were doing exactly that. They had been on farms, huge farms that were being bought up for subdivisions, and the character of their establishment, of their area, is evolving. And they are pleased to see that growth and occur, and, you know, wonderful characteristics for the community. But that's not the lifestyle that they moved out there for. And so they are starting to move north.
And right. I think
I was just going to say it, and we as a county need to recognize that and try to embrace it to put together a plan as to how do we acquire that population gain. We've seen a decline in population, which again affects all areas of our community, the school districts, you know, the funding that we're able to receive, MFT money, all of those types of things are based on your population. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a decline in the last several decades, and we need to change that and make this more of a county where people want to live, not only to work and visit, but also to live.
And it is a well-known fact in Montgomery County, we do have quality education facilities in
we
the
do.
Litchfield
Absolutely.
Schools, the Hillsborough Schools, Nokomis, Lincolnwood, wherever. We have quality education available, and common sense will tell you, talking about Edwardsville, it's a no-brainer that you can live in the Litchfield-Hillsborough area considerably cheaper than you can live
you can.
In that area.
That's
it's
right.
It's just simple arithmetic.
And this county still has a lot to offer, and I still say the future looks bright. And just to add on to it, I was at a county board meeting yesterday. Heather Hampton Nodal, in charge of the Economic Development Committee, that's a good person to have in your side pocket to get something done in the county, because she's always been she's been with the Development Corporation for so long. You know, she's a nice asset to have. Regarding county issues.
Oh, absolutely. I think with the addition of Heather and with Megan Beeler, who used to run as of, you know, the end of the year, she ran our business retention program. We have some excellent excellent women that are out there that know economic development. They understand the different facets of economic development, and they'll be able to kind of preach the message of economic development and help others understand all the different challenges that we face. Because it is so easy for people to think that all we have to do is go out and knock on doors and businesses will come here. Well, first, that takes a lot of money. That takes a lot of money to have someone travel a lot and go meet with site selection consultants. And what we need to do is we need to make sure we have our house in order first, and then understand, you know, target industries, what industries are a good fit for us, how can we, you know, approach
right.
them.
If we don't have the workforce or the infrastructure in place to recruit those businesses or, you know, the population, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much work the economic development professionals do, they're still not going to come. They have to have the right facilities in place, and they have to have the market has to be saturated enough to meet their requirements.
All the pieces of that puzzle have to fit, and certainly employees is one great part of it. If you build a store or whatever in this area and then you can't find the people to run that store, you've got a problem.
That's right. And that's why we feel like this joint effort is so important, because we recognize that there are workforce development issues. Even though we have a double-digit unemployment rate for at least the last several years, mm-hmm. We still have employers who say they can't fill positions. So we feel it's very important to provide the training that's necessary not only for the adult but also for the student who's preparing themselves to enter the workforce.
And this goes back to several factors. When you go to looking for that person to work in your store, it's just like you ladies, you go to the shoe store and you see a pair of shoes, it's beautiful, but they don't fit your feet, and
right.
and that might be the case of the employee. It may look good, but he may not fit, or she may not fit what you need.
That's right. So we work hard to work with the business and industry component to ask, what are your needs? What are your upcoming needs in the next 5 years? What is that job and the skill sets that are going to be required for it, so that we can begin working with individuals to try to meet those needs? It's good to recognize that it takes a partnership of the education system, the economic development practitioners, the business community, all working together to really try to fix these needs.
And it also requires patience, because the toughest selling point, because you can, Tanya, you can mention something at the Litchfield City Council that, and this is not happening, I'm using this as an example, Cracker Barrel's coming to Litchfield on Corvette Drive. You can make that announcement, and then all of a sudden, well, it's never happened. It's never happened. There is so much red tape to go through to even get a business.
Well, there's so many people
built
that are involved, and it does take, economic development takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And you might put your community out there 1,000 times, and if you get one prospect that has an interest, you know, it's worth your time and effort, and you never know which one that's going to be. So you have to go after each one of those as if they are all going to happen. But it does take time, and, you know, again, it, the planning stages and having the resources available, you know, you can see a farmland, or as Erica says, for site development, but it requires infrastructure, which requires a lot of funding. Mm-hmm. And it can certainly help your community grow and bring in new jobs. But again, it's a planning process by our leaders to develop that.
Having been involved a little bit in this in the past, I was always amazed. Certainly when someone wants to come to your town, the first thing he looks at is availability of property or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they always ask, what kind of a school system have you got?
Right.
And then another thing that surprised me, they always ask, how many churches have you got in your town? You know, and it always kind of surprised me, but they're always interested from the religion standpoint of it, is there churches available,
right,
you know, to whatever.
Quality of life is a one of the primary factors for location, for selecting a location. I would say right now the number one primary factor for location is labor.
Right.
Is if you can, do you have employees that can work here? Otherwise, I can make my investment somewhere else where I will find people to work here.
Right. And it becomes time, equally as important as the location site itself.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times when they speak of labor, they want to look at, how is your labor force? Have you had a lot of labor problems, you know, with other factories or
right,
businesses? And this all enters into it.
Right. And not necessarily unionized labor, but they're looking for, like you said, like the
right,
the labor force. And and that's one of the things that we did the quality of labor survey, was it 2 years ago, to learn what the employers are saying about the quality of the workforce. And that's what we're doing now, is taking this a next step. What are the questions now that we need to serve as a bridge? You know, what are your projected employment needs for the next 5 years? What do you need, and what are the special skill set that those employees need that we can make sure that they're learning so that we can put them to work?
Erica, let's talk a little bit here, because we're running short on time here. The annual meeting, mm-hmm, I've been to several of them. Very interesting about what comes out of. Are you anticipating major things coming out of this meeting?
I think it's really good to bring everybody together. That's one of the best parts about the annual meeting, is you get all of the members together to talk about economic development. You know, we will go over all the great things that we've done, the grants that our organization has written. Hopefully we'll have some more grant announcements coming up prior to that meeting that we can discuss. And it's really good just to get everybody together. And we need to recognize those who have done tremendous service to the organization. You know, we are losing Ron Diebender for us on our board, and he has given so much to our board and to the organization as a whole. And so that is a spirit that we truly will miss. We look forward to the new board members who are coming on, but we want to make sure we recognize those who have given their time and talents to our organization.
Mr. D is leaving because of what, term limits?
No, not term limits. It's it's just how that goes with the appointments.
Oh, okay.
And grant writing has become very important, because grant money is very important in what you can get done.
Absolutely. One of the things that we are working with is the grantsmanship class at SIUE. It's through the Public Administration Program, and MCEDC has been chosen as their project. And so there's about 10 or 12 students who are working on writing grants for our community, and we've put them in touch with Litchfield and Hillsborough and some of the nonprofit organizations. And some of these students are still looking for projects to work on. So if anyone wants to,
that's quite of an honor to have SIUE pick you guys to.
Yep.
For that program.
Yes.
How did that come up? How did that come about?
Our dear friend Tanya Flannery helped with that program.
I guess I'd want to. Well, I can speak to that, and then I'll speak to being a member of the MCDC. But through the Master's of Public Administration program, one of the elective courses is grant writing, and through my coursework and a professor made an announcement that they would be looking for an organization for her students to use as a project, and as I know the county and the communities, I jumped on that opportunity to have potentially up to 15 grants written. And then you can take those and finish them out and actually submit them when the application cycles come up. But I quickly got a hold of Erica and said, would this be something that we can work together on? And I'll help support you in whatever you need to do for this project. And our professor saw that this was a different opportunity. They had generally in the past worked with healthcare projects. And she said, I think this would be something good for the students to be able to look at a diverse area of grants. And it is a benefit for the organization. I can say for Litchfield, as a member to the MCEDC, we do see benefits. The GIS system that's available to the city through our membership of the organization is utilized every day within the community. And it's a huge benefit. Our partnership and work experience with Erica is phenomenal. We work on a weekly basis on some type of project, and so it's just been a treat to get to be involved and see things from another perspective outside the walls of Litchfield. And really, through my internship with the MCEDC, I was able to see the needs and recognize those for the entire county. And so they mirror what we see in the community, and so we really felt like we should be working together in a stronger way.
And certainly, you are in an enviable position in Litchfield because of I-55. You're sitting right on the interstate, and that's a great asset.
That's right. It is, but it's a great asset for the county as well. And we feel like we are a partner with the rest of the county, and we know that things anywhere, regardless of where they happen, benefit one another. And so we really want to build the relationship. And again, working with Erica has done that over the last couple of years, and we expect that will continue.
Erica, Tanya, it's a pleasure having you here. Unfortunately, we are out of time on the Wednesday Talk Show. Fascinating discussion. I kind of wish we were back to the full hour program. I think we could have.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
I don't know. It was budget cuts.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's always a pleasure having you in. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with the annual meeting. That's going to be here before you know it. And Tanya, we'll have you in talk about the downtown streetscape project again soon, because night and day difference on Old State Street in Litchfield about how it looks and how it's presented. So
yeah, if you haven't checked out some of the new businesses, there's a new barbershop and a new store called Ooh La La that will definitely surprise you and delight you in what the products that they're providing.
Okay, and Uncle Ralph next week, clerk and recorder Sandy Lighthizer will be our guest, talking about the old April 9th elections.
Yeah, good old election day.
Yep, should be. Get those signs out right now. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. So long.